The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome to Open House. I'm Marissa Kleiss with Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage, where every Tuesday at 3 o'clock we bring information on real estate and finance and anything else that we kind of decide to talk about.
It's pretty much up to us.
We just Well, day like this, it's so beautiful out. It's been nice and warm out. I know some people are maybe overheating just a little bit.
Wishing they had air conditioning.
Right, right. Fortunately for us, we have the good folks from Puget Sound Energy with us today. So we're going to be talking with them in just a minute. So what's new in the real estate market, Marissa?
Things are still pretty hot there, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely still a seller's market. So if you have anybody that's thinking about selling, it's probably a good time. Still seeing that multiple offer situation. So, yeah, still a little bit competitive there.
We're seeing multiple offers up to sort of what's kind of the maximum price where things are still pretty crazy. Does it go all the way up?
Yeah, I mean, the median house price right now is still around the $540,000 for King County. If you factor in the condos, it's about $475,000.
Right, right. And we're seeing escalation clauses, so homes are selling still for, in many cases, for more than what they're listed for. Although, I mean, it depends on the area. You know, the further out you get, you can almost draw a target around, I don't know, Amazon.com or Microsoft, you know, something like that. And the further out you go, then the easier it might be. So when we get like down south or way north, then all of a sudden we're seeing, you know, the market not quite as strong, and a person's able to get a little bit of a discount on the price, or maybe get a seller to pick up some closing costs, that sort of a thing. So fortunately, we're going to kind of see that hopefully, you know, improve here as the summer goes on. We get a little bit more inventory out there, but still.
Yeah, we have our new listing down in Bonnie Lake, so that one's a good area. We were down there on Sunday for an open house, and I think a lot of people were out on the lake enjoying, maybe wishing they had a house nearby. So hopefully that'll drive some business for us as well.
Yeah, is it right on the lake?
It's right in that little neighborhood. It's on a little island, so a couple minute walk.
Oh, sure. I know the island. In fact, there's the golf course is pretty close to that as well. And fantastic Bloody Marys in the golf course there, or so I'm told.
Yeah. Well, sure.
So, good. Well, that's good to know. So, I mean, hopefully we're going to see a little more inventory pick up. Interest rates. Oh, my gosh. So
let's hear about it.
Last week I was talking about Brexit, and our show is broadcast just before Great Britain had their vote, and the consensus at the time was that they would vote to stay, not vote to leave. Well, that didn't happen. Of course, you know, it's been all over the news, but by really almost a resounding, you know, mark, there was over 72% voter turnout for Brexit, which is an extremely high turnout for any type of an election. And the end result was that 48% voted to remain, 52% voted to leave. And so immediately I was kind of watching this that night, and the financial markets, the overseas markets, and our after-hours trading markets went absolutely bonkers. And with mortgage rates especially, our rates are driven by the bond market, not the stock market. And the bond market is driven by fear. Fear of inflation, fear of anything. And so what happens is when other markets become unsettled, people come and buy our bonds, especially United States Treasury bonds, because they're still considered one of the safest investments in the world. So we saw the yields, the interest rates on those bonds plummet, you know, in the overnight trading. And so then I'm thinking, well, probably won't stick. You know, there'll probably be some profit taking the next day. Maybe we'll see that go away. Didn't happen. It stuck. And so right now we saw a 10-year treasury bond yielding up in the 1.7% range. Now it's down to around 1.4, 1.45, some of the lowest rates that we've seen in over 3 years. So that is passing along into mortgage rates. So that's good news for everybody that's kind of thinking about a mortgage. It's not passing through quite as fast as we would have liked, though, because a lot of the mortgage bond traders are holding back maybe just a little bit. But we're seeing some fantastic interest rates right now. So 30-year fixed rates, like conforming conventional rates, we're averaging right now APRs right around 3.5 to 3.625% rates. 15-year fixed rates are average around 2.75%, sometimes even a little bit lower than that. Jumbo 30-year fixed rates around 3.5 to 3.625%. So literally some of the lowest rates we've seen in over 3 years. So very, very unexpected, good timing. Of course, now the big question is going to be what's happening next.
Yeah, what's next? That's what everybody wants to know.
So of course, England voted to leave. So are we going to have, Greece, maybe Grexit, maybe de Portugal, Italive. What's the French one? I don't know. Frugoff, maybe something like that. Check out Austria, Finnish, Slavlong, Latvia. I don't know. So we've got a lot of questions going on with this whole European thing and what's going to happen as time goes on. But remember that when we're talking about mortgage rates, bad news is good. So, the worse things look for the economy, I hate to say it, the better things can look for interest rates. And so we're really going into a period here which is unprecedented. Anything that I've seen in my career, it's really something. So we may be in for prolonged low interest rates, hopefully that will help a lot of home buyers out there. It's not good news overall for our economies. You know, I don't want to candy coat that too much, but you know, the bad news does lead to lower interest rates. So that's kind of the silver lining.
You had mentioned that you were going to maybe see an increase in July. Do you still see that happening?
Absolutely not. The prospect of a rate increase by the Fed this year, in my opinion, at least, is out the window. And what do they say, though? Never trust a one-armed economist because they can't say on the other hand. And anything could happen. But at this point, we're actually talking about a possible rate cut by the Fed, which is a complete seesaw from where we were even a month or so ago. And very, very interesting times. We do have some economies that are going into negative interest rates. Germany has, there's right now over $1 trillion out there in negative interest rate bonds. Think of this. You buy an investment, hold it to its full term, and at the end of the term, you get back less than what you invested. You know, does that make any sense?
No, not at all.
No, it's a penalty to penalize people for saving money. They want the money, companies and banks, they want them spending that money, lending it out. And so this is a punitive way, really sort of an act of desperation to spur the economy on. But we're just really in sort of an unprecedented period at this point. So anything could happen here over the next few months.
Yeah, so. It'll definitely be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, there you go. Our economics 101 today. So, well, I would like to introduce, we have three fine guests with us today from Puget Sound Energy. So welcome everyone. We have Rem Husted.
Yep.
You have to talk. You know,
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And good. And then we have Jessica Raker.
Thanks for having me on the show.
And we have Tyler O'Farrell.
Great to be here.
Well, thank you all guys for being here. Now, you're all with Puget Sound Energy, but you have some different jobs that you do. So let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what you do for PSE.
So I'm the consulting engineer for our residential energy management group. We have a large group of programs for our residential customers. I don't want to say it's larger than our commercial. Like so many different measures that you have on the commercial side for all different types of lighting. But most of the things you think about if you think of energy efficiency for your home, we have a program for.
some way for a consumer to save money, increase their efficiency, all of that.
Absolutely.
Okay. And Jessica, so what does your group do?
Well, I do have to take exception to Rem's comment that we have more residential programs than commercial programs. We have a lot of commercial programs. If you can think of a project that's going to save energy, we can potentially support that project.
Okay.
I am the supervisor of the building performance team, and our team specifically looks at ways that customers can reduce their energy consumption through O&M projects and behavior change. And we're looking at sort of the community level projects.
Okay.
But in commercial efficiency, we have rebates, we have custom incentives, anything that you could possibly want. Right, Rem?
Yeah, I meant the volume of products. Because you start talking about lighting, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of products.
Sure, that's a lot of bulbs there. Yeah. So, and Tyler, what does your group do?
Sure, so I work in the Customer Renewable Energy Programs group, and we have two specific programs that a lot of our energy savvy customers participate in. One is our net metering program, where customers can install a solar photovoltaic system on their roof and produce their own energy and send energy back to the grid. We also have a voluntary green power program, which customers can pay, our residential and commercial electric customers can pay a premium on their bill to support local, renewable, and independent power producers, as well as match a portion or all of their electricity with renewable energy that's been produced in the Pacific Northwest.
Excellent. You kind of had me say solar voltaic systems three times real fast, yeah. And you're going to have us like jump.
Doesn't really get easy.
Excellent. So three really different perspectives here then. So we have kind of home usage. We've got the commercial aspect of it, and we've got the renewable part of it, you know, dealing with solar and all renewable and all of that. So, yeah, kind of fascinating stuff. I'm going to be real interested as, you know, to kind of dig in a little bit deeper on all this, kind of find out some of the cool things that are available for you guys. So, Jessica, you look like you have something to ask me or something to, yeah.
I'm Marissa. I know.
Did
I'm
not say
Reba.
Jessica?
I know.
Oh my
you get
God,
a little confused.
I did it again. Yeah. Okay. That's like, just hit me on the head.
I'll just give you dirty looks.
Throw me in the head with a water bottle. When we come back, Marissa is going to lead us along here for more with Puget Sound Energy on Open House with Team Reba. Stay tuned.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.